When digital radio appeared on the scene 4 years ago, no one knew quite what to make of it. But figures just released show that it's rapidly gaining in popularity. The 2014 Digital Radio Report, produced by the commercial radio sector, shows that listeners almost doubled in the past year, with 21.5% of Australians reporting they listen to digital radio for about 10 hours a week. Around a third of that listening happens in cars, with 100,000 vehicles in Australia now featuring digital radio. Half of those were sold in just the past year. So far, the digital radio network has only rolled out in major cities. Is that where it's destined to stay? Annie Hastwell has more.
At a morning tea in Canberra this morning, Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull had plenty of complimentary things to say about community radio.
Community radio is a very valuable platform to communicate to our constituents, and it's often the only media available to regional and remote communities.
But the sector wanted to talk about the increasingly popular digital radio and when it might be available in regional areas, where 70% of community radio listeners are. Community Broadcasting Association President Adrian Basso.
As it rolls out from the capital cities into the regions, it's really important that us as community broadcasters are part of that planning process, not just the commercials and not just the ABC.
I asked Minister Turnbull when the government planned to extend digital radio to the rest of Australia.
The rollout of digital radio outside of where it currently is really a commercial decision for broadcasters, and it depends on the viability of services being made available in markets that are big enough to sustain them.
So can you confirm that community radio would be included in the planning for digital radio, or are you saying that it's going to be a purely commercial decision for radio?
What I'm saying is that we're very supportive of the presence of community radio stations on digital radio, and we'll coordinate with the industry to ensure that community radio is a part of any future digital radio framework. But as to whether digital radio is going to go beyond where it is, that is going to be a decision for mainstream broadcasters. There would be no point giving digital spectrum to a community broadcaster in an area where there was no other digital radio.
Certainly, but you can confirm that if it were to go ahead, the government is committed to making sure that community radio is part of that.
What I'm saying is we're very supportive of the presence of community radio stations on digital radio, but I can't go any further than that, because otherwise at this stage, we don't even know whether there is commercial demand for digital radio to go beyond the big cities.
Now, there have been regional trials in Darwin and Canberra for 4 years now. That's quite a long time for a trial. What's holding up moving forward with digital radio in those areas?
Well, you should talk to the broadcasters. Talk to the broadcasters, see if they feel it's been successful.
So what about the Australian Communications and Media Authority? Should they not be monitoring those trials to decide whether it is worth allowing that spectrum to be made available?
Well, they extended the trials until June 2015. We've conducted reviews we're on digital radio, and we're considering the regulatory regime and how it interacts with both the demand for digital radio and of course other technologies, not least of which is the internet.
So there is a timeline.
You're asking me, is there a timeline?
Yeah.
Well, we are. We're considering all of this, but I can't give you a specific date right at the moment.
I understood that the regional trials, the government was involved in setting them up and allowing the bandwidth for them to happen. So I would have imagined that the government would have a plan for what to do at the end of the trial, a decision.
Well, that's what we're considering. We're considering that at the moment as to what to do with the future deployment of digital radio. But I say a very big factor there is, look, if you talk to the commercial broadcasters, commercial radio stations, many of them will say that digital radio cannot be extended outside of the cities unless there is a massive Commonwealth government subsidy. And that's not going to happen. We're not in a position to, write out checks for hundreds of millions of dollars to provide an additional radio service in markets where the commercial radio operators don't believe the economics stack up.
So if they do decide that the economics does stack up, are you committed to making sure that community radio can be part of that plan? Because obviously community radio won't be paying for itself.
No, we are committed to ensuring that community radio is part of the, you know, radio landscape. But getting back to the fundamental question of the greater deployment of digital radio, that is that the first, you know, there's a series of decisions that have to be taken, and the first decision is really one by the commercial broadcasters, whether they believe, you know, it stacks up for them commercially, you know, whether they think it's worthwhile. Now, if they don't think it's worthwhile, absent a massive subsidy, then it is unlikely that it's going to go forward.
Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking with Annie Hastwell.